With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. On Sunday evening, another rainstorm drenched the Baltimore area, turning gutters into rivers and streams into muddy torrents. A day earlier, heavy rainfall caused the worst flooding in two decades along the Rappahannock River in Virginia, inundating several homes. And on May 27th, of course, flash floods devastated historic Ellicott City, Maryland for the second time in as many years, flipping cars and killing a National Guard sergeant. May turned out to be the third rainiest in Maryland history, with 8 inches falling, more than twice the average for that month, according to National Weather Service monitoring at BWI Airport. So far in June, almost 5 more inches of rain have fallen, about a third more than is normal for June. Donald Bosch is a professor and former president of the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. He said the increase in severe rainfall events is not unique to our region or country and is being driven by global warming because warmer air holds more moisture.
If you look around the world, when Ellicott City was being flooded, also in the international news, there was flooding of all places in Oman in the Middle East, which gets very little rain. There's flooding in parts of Germany. So this is not just a localized phenomenon. This is global climate change, and it's affecting places all around the world.
Andreas Prine is an atmospheric scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. He said rainfall monitoring data over the last 70 years in the U.S. show varying trends, with 71% more heavy rainfall events in Maryland and the Northeast, 37% more in the Midwest, but only 5% more in the Southwest and 12% less in Hawaii. Here's Prine.
Rainfall is getting more extreme, but on the other side, it's getting less frequent. So instead of having moderate rainfall events from time to time, In the current system and in the future climate, you can expect that there are long periods of dryness and then followed by a very heavy rainfall events. For agriculture, it's very bad. It's also bad for flooding, of course.
In the Chesapeake Bay, water quality has improved the last 7 years, with underwater grasses expanding to the largest extent in 3 decades. But an increase in rainstorms could deal a blow to this recovery by flushing more fertilizer and pollutants off of farm fields and suburban blacktop. Karen Rice, a geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, said the problem of increased runoff pollution into the bay could be more acute in areas like Baltimore and Pennsylvania than in Virginia.
There is definitely an increase in precipitation across the entire Chesapeake Bay watershed. But the really interesting aspect of it is that there's a very strong spatial gradient where the northern part of the watershed has seen a larger increase in precipitation than the southern part of the watershed.
Mike Tidwell, founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, said that one answer is building more stormwater pollution control systems. But the other is attacking the underlying cause of the increase, the burning of fossil fuels.
We need to connect the dots between the rainfall that's blowing out our neighborhood roads and nearby bridges with our use of fossil fuel. And we can do that. You know, trends show that carbon emissions are going down worldwide, but they need to go down a lot faster.
In other words, if it's raining and you find yourself in a hole filling with water, stop digging. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Abel Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.